Madam Clerk, item 4, please.
From Corporation Counsel submitting an informational report regarding the U.S. Supreme Court decision, McCutcheon versus the Federal Election Commission. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and good morning, Mr. Bargren.
Chairman and supervisors, good morning. Supervisor Haas had asked me to give you some thoughts on the effect of this decision by the Supreme Court, and I sent in a memo a couple of days ago that is, I think, on your agenda now or part of your packet. And basically, the Supreme Court has decided that limits, campaign donation limits that purport to restrict how much a given person, a single person, can give to all candidates are unconstitutional. And somebody with enough money to do so can give as much money to as many different candidates as he cares to, subject only under this ruling to the limits that are imposed on the candidates on how much they can receive from a single source. I'm glad to either talk some more or answer questions or whatever you find useful. I guess maybe you know, implied in your request certainly was, does this apply to Wisconsin or local contribution limits? And it does. The Supreme Court cast this in terms of the U.S. Constitution, which would then carry down to all the state and local provisions that might be in conflict.
So, Mr. Bargren, then a benevolent benefactor could give an unlimited quantity to an unlimited number of candidates in state and local races?
Not an unlimited quantity to each candidate. Whatever individual caps apply to receipts by an individual candidate still apply.
Okay.
The so-called base limits, in other words, restricting, is it $3,200 right now on a congressional candidate receipt from a single source. But so those limits are still seen as applying because the theory being that allowing unlimited receipts by one candidate from a single source could lead to corruption, quid pro quo, or similar, buying that candidate. But within those base limits that control support for an individual candidate, a donor is, including corporation now, or is free to support as many candidates within those base limits as he or she may care to do so, he, she, or it.
Exactly. And there's still then, a donor can give to an unlimited number of candidates then.
Right.
Right. All right. But you say the restrictions on the caps on donations still apply on the state and local levels as to avoid the quid pro quo and corruption. But an unlimited number of groups then could also do this.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. There could be an unlimited number of issue groups that form to support positions consistent with a certain group of candidates. And a single donor could give the maximum to each one of those groups, for example. The Supreme Court suggested that because donations are publicly recorded, that will act as will shed some sunlight, I guess, is what they feel.
Shedding sunlight on dark money, as it were.
There you go.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Bargren. I think this is helpful given this new season we've been moving into, we've been shoved into, several years ago. This may not appear to have a direct impact, but it will have some impact on our state and local races, just as it will on the federal level. So thank you for sharing this insight. If the committee members have, Madam Supervisor Mitrievich.
Okay. Thank you. No, thank you, Chairman Haas, for putting this on the agenda. I appreciate it. So I just want to walk through one thing that I think that you're talking about. I think it applies more to the state of Wisconsin. But right now, if I am correct, a person can give. So you're saying that obviously the limits are still in place for whether it be any candidate in Wisconsin. But I thought right now it's that you could donate to, you know, 100 candidates, whatever, as long as the max was 10,000 in the state of Wisconsin.
Right, and that max 10,000 is now gone.
Okay. Yep. That's the. Yep. And then I guess, thank you. The other question is, did you see, Mr. Vargren, any need for changes here locally in Milwaukee County?
No, I didn't specifically look at that either, but I don't know.
Okay, just something to think
yeah,
about.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any further questions? I'm seeing none. Madam Clerk, item number 5.